WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is off to Florida this weekend. It's not another vacation. He's going to survey the storm damage.
I'm going to Florida Saturday morning.
The president announcing his travel to the state after it was pounded with high winds and flooding. Hurricane Idalia slammed into Florida's Big Bend area of the northern Gulf Coast. Mr. Biden has signed a major disaster declaration, freeing up federal resources for the state.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, at last word, there were still around 100,000 utility customers without power. Later in the hour, we'll find out how the job market fared in August.
Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe that U.S. employers added 170,000 jobs to the economy last month. If so, that would be down from the 187,000 jobs that were created in July, and it would be the lowest monthly gain since December of 2020. It would be the latest sign that the pace of hiring is losing some momentum. That would be a welcome thing for the Federal Reserve, which has been trying to tame inflation with a series of 11 interest rate hikes. It's trying to manage hiring and growth enough to cool price increases without tipping the U.S. economy into a recession. Donna Water, Washington.
It's something that many of his supporters and the news media had been hoping for. Former President Trump's election interference trial in Georgia will be available on the internet.
The judge presiding over the Georgia indictment of the former president ruled that all the court proceedings will be live streamed on the court's YouTube channel, following requests from media outlets and supporters of President Trump who want to view the proceedings. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And ahead of this morning's release of the August jobs report, Wall Street futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 136 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
The UN chief has sent Russia new proposals to revive the Black Sea grain deal, but Moscow is having none of it.
The letter Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent Russian Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov was aimed at getting Ukraine's grain and fertilizer to global markets in the hope of restarting the deal that had allowed Ukraine to ship almost 33,000 tons of grain at a time of growing global hunger. But Moscow wasn't satisfied, Lavrov saying he'd given Turkey a list of actions the West would have to take in order to resume the shipments. Guterres had said, "We have concrete solutions for the concerns, allowing for an effective or more effective access of Russian food and fertilizers to the markets at adequate prices." I'm Charles Villadesma.
Pope Francis in Mongolia to encourage one of the world's smallest Catholic communities comes as the Vatican's relations with Mongolia's neighbors Russia and China remain strained. News and analysis, townhall.com. Kids in Arkansas will still be able to create social media accounts without parental approval, at least for now.
A federal judge has blocked Arkansas from enforcing a new law that would have required parental consent for minors to create new social media accounts. The judge granted a preliminary injunction requested by NetChoice, a tech industry trade group whose members include X, formerly known as Twitter, and Facebook parent Meta. Similar restrictions have been enacted in Utah, Texas, and Louisiana, but Arkansas was the first scheduled to take effect. In a 50-page ruling, the judge said NetChoice was likely to succeed in its challenge to the Arkansas law's constitutionality and questioned the effectiveness of the restrictions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russian President Putin will host Turkish President Erdogan for talks in the Black Sea resort of Sochi on Monday. That word this morning from the Kremlin. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. Charges have been filed against more than 24 Milwaukee County jail inmates.
Charges against 27 individuals of obstructing an officer and disorderly conduct stem from an August 12th incident during which they barricaded themselves inside the jail library. A statement issued by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office said the inmates voiced dissatisfaction with gym time coming to an end and a desire for more open recreational time. After nearly 2 hours, jail staff entered the library and subdued the occupants. All 27 were medically examined and returned to cells. One officer was taken to a hospital for treatment, 3 others treated at the jail. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The First Lady visited Madison Thursday. Jill Biden made her first stop at Exact Sciences Laboratory, joining U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to highlight increased accessibility to cancer screenings. The visit was connected to the Biden administration's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, which aims to lower cancer death rates. Biden, who earned a degree in education, also addressed a gathering of teachers in Verona prior to the start of the new school year.
We chose this path out of love for what we do and who we teach. And I think that that message matters more than ever.
If you're planning on traveling this Labor Day weekend, a gas fill-up for your vehicle will cost you plenty. AAA points out that fuel prices are near all-time highs for this time of year nationally, averaging at $3.82 a gallon as of Thursday. The national record high for the week leading up to Labor Day is at $3.84 a gallon. That was back in 2012. Wisconsin drivers can see less of a hit at the pump, though, with gas prices averaging $3.59 a gallon. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Milwaukee Medical Examiner is trying to identify a woman pulled from Lake Michigan this week.
The victim was found near the South Shore Yacht Club on Thursday. Examiners say she's in her late 40s to early 50s, but have been unable to pinpoint her identity. Anyone who knows who the woman might be is asked to call the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a Wausau pizza joint is, or rather was, the best in Wisconsin for a specific slice.
Fat Joe's on Grand Avenue closed its doors in mid-August, but that didn't stop the Washington Post from naming them the best place in the state for New York-style pizza, which is characterized by its thin crust in the middle and thick crust at the edge. The rankings were based heavily on Yelp ratings and reviews, and the website does still list Fat Joe's as open, even though the owner made the call to close 3 weeks ago. The rankings were dominated by pizzerias in the Madison and Milwaukee areas. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy J. Roush, 59, of Park Falls, died unexpectedly on August 23rd at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his two children, Jessica Branch of Royston, Georgia, and by Jacob of Honolulu, Hawaii. Survived also by three grandchildren and further survived by his significant other, Beth Watson of Park Falls, along with his stepchildren, Nick and Anthony Watson. Survived also by his former wife, Ginger Roush of Glidden, and by other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will take place at the Edgerton Conservative Club, located in Edgerton, on Sunday, September 3rd, from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. The Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy J. Roush, age 59, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. The Pike Lake Chain Firefighters invite you out for their 43rd annual Fun Day Celebration. It's Sunday, September 3rd. This celebration is filled with food, raffles, games for the kids and the adults that begin at 12 noon. Some raffle items include a paddleboard, $500 meat certificate, an iPad, a 6-foot Northwood-style wooden sofa, a chainsaw, $250 gas certificates, St. Croix rod and reel, electric bike, and much, much more. And there's the $1,000 cash drawing. That's at 6 p.m. We'll see you at Pike Lake Chain Firefighters Fun Day, Sunday, September 3rd, located at the Fire Hall on Fire Lane 144 west of Minocqua and east of Fifield in the Pike Lake area.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
The last unofficial weekend of the summer season will be very summer-like,
And that isn't always the case, is it? Traffic will be heavy at times, and especially on Monday as folks head home. Be careful and safe, and traffic on waterways, some of them anyway, could be pretty busy as well. But water temperatures will be perfect for swimming, especially with some of the hot weather we're going to experience this weekend. A lot of folks will be navigating to the water for sure. The fire danger is going to be on the higher side, too, with low humidity through Saturday and Sunday and some wind. So be very careful with your campfires. We start out this first day of September with some of the hunting seasons getting underway. Morning dove, early Canada goose, and early teal, along with rail and snipe. If you're hunting for fish, we've got the minor fish feeding period in progress this morning, 6:45 till 7:45, followed by the major happening this afternoon, 1 till 3. The minor this evening is from 7 till 8. For Saturday and Sunday, the major fish feeding periods are in the early afternoons. The minor fish feeding periods would be in the early to mid mornings, and then also after sunset times. And the moon is still nice and bright, waning gibbous. It'll be rising tonight before 9 o'clock, and right around 9 o'clock Saturday night, and about 9:15 or so here on Sunday night. Our sunrise time this morning happened at 6:22. Our sun will set in Park Falls this evening at 7:42. Weather-wise, we're looking at a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and a few scattered clouds. Our high tops out at 82. Southerly winds increase quite a bit, 12 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll have variably cloudy skies, pretty good breeze. There is a chance for a shower late tonight or early Saturday morning. Then skies become mostly sunny for Saturday afternoon, and our high is up to 88. Southerly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Could be gusting up to about 20. It's sunny and hot on Sunday with our high at 93 with a southerly breeze, southwesterly in direction actually, at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Monday is hot and humid with our high at 92, and it's windy from the south. And lastly, I'll be taking some time off from the outdoor reports here. I'll be back on September 18th. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a slight chance for an isolated sprinkle into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming breezy from the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, warming up to 86. Then abundant sunshine Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday with lower 90s for high temperatures. Tuesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, easing back to 88. Much cooler Wednesday, chance for showers and storms, low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 55.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Forward Bank has been helping homeowners purchase the houses of their dreams since 1919. This tradition of treating customers like family and helping build stronger neighborhoods is supported by a broad line of mortgage and home equity loans. Let us move the process of building, buying, or refinancing your home forward. Turn to the depositor-owned local bank with great rates and low closing costs. Here to guide you through the process. Save even more time. Check out the online mortgage application at www.forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service and the Glidden Fire Department invite you to come on out for the third annual Street Dance and Fundraiser. It's Friday, September 1st. Starting at 4 p.m., enjoy the Brock feed and some easy listening live music by Relative Theory. Then from 8 to midnight, dance to the rock band Contradiction. Come on out, enjoy a cold beverage, and enjoy these organizations' fundraiser for the ambulance service and the local fire department. For more information, call 608-738-2289. Check them out on Facebook, Glidden Area Ambulance Service. We'll see you in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, September the 1st.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, Attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the National League, the Atlanta Braves MVP candidate reaches a one-of-a-kind milestone against the L.A. Dodgers.
Ronald Acuña Jr. made history, and the Braves won a matchup of baseball's best teams by outscoring the Dodgers 8-7. Just hours after getting married, Acuña became the first player ever with 30 homers and 60 stolen bases, doing it with a grand slam in a six-run second inning.
I feel very happy. I feel very special. I'm very thankful. I feel very privileged, and thank God for the opportunity to play the game that I love every single day.
That's Acuña through an interpreter. Michael Harris and Austin Riley also as Atlanta moved to 88-45. Winning pitcher Spencer Strider allowed four runs over six innings. Lance Lynn took the loss, and Mookie Betts homered twice for the Dodgers. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other winners in a very light day of action were Miami, Detroit, and San Francisco. This is SRN Sports. College football, number 14, Utah got its regular season off to a positive start with a 24-11 win over Florida. In tennis, John Isner is headed off into retirement after losing in singles and doubles at the U.S. Open. The 38-year-old American was beaten in final set tiebreakers in both matches. That included a five-set exit against Michael Moe in singles before a packed house at the grandstand at Flushing Meadow. College athletics, with Atlantic Coast Conference University leaders seemingly on the verge of deciding whether to expand with Stanford, California, and SMU, two members of North Carolina's Board of Trustees announced their opposition to the move. ACC presidents and chancellors are scheduled to meet today to consider a Western expansion. This is SRN Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college football. We're a day away from the Wisconsin Badgers kicking off their season playing host to the University of Buffalo tomorrow at Camp Randall Stadium. For running back Braylon Allen, now being a veteran, things are a little bit different as he gets set for the season opener.
It's different because I'm not as, you know, I'm obviously very ready to play, very excited. I've been waiting a long time for this game, but I think, you know, I feel more, like you said, I've done this a couple times now, and it's kind of now where it just kind of feels like another home game, which I think is a good thing. Like I said, I'm ready to play, and I'm excited for the opportunity, but I'm not, you know, as jittery during, you know, early in the week as I have been years past.
Kickoff for the Badgers and the Bulls tomorrow, set for 2:30 from Camp Randall. Onto the pros for the Green Bay Packers, a little bit more than a week away from their season opener as they'll take on the Chicago Bears. The Pack last night inducted its 2023 Hall of Fame class of wide receiver Jordy Nelson and offensive lineman Josh Sitton. One of Nelson's most memorable moments, winning Super Bowl 45.
Being on the field in the confetti with my wife and my son, and then eventually going in that back interview area, and I feel like getting that iconic shot that every dad who's a player and wins a championship wants when their son is sitting on their lap talking about a Super Bowl.
The Pack open up the season a week from Sunday, taking on the Chicago Bears. On to baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers off yesterday, back in action tonight with the opener of a series hosting the Philadelphia Phillies. The Crew, looking to snap a two-game losing skid, hold a three-game lead in the NL Central over the Chicago Cubs. First pitch tonight set for 7:10. Freddie Peralta gets the start against Zach Wheeler. On to college volleyball, where the top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers swept 21st-ranked Arkansas last night 3-0. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
And checking out some local sports notes from yesterday. Volleyball action, first of all, the Butternut girls, they beat Phelps and Bessemer in their first three sets last night. The Midgets started out slow, but they ended up topping Phelps 25-20, 25-12, and 25-16. Kendra Pritzel led in kills. Jersey Polinchek led in assists. It was Kendra leading in ace services, and Lizzie in digs, and Kendra led in the solo blocks. The Midgets were firing on all cylinders with Bessemer, and they beat them 25-17, 25-19, 25-12. Again, Jersey Polinchek leading the way in kills, assists, aces, and digs. The Butternut ladies will play played a very scrappy style game, and they won them both yesterday against Phelps and against Bessemer. Lakeland volleyball, they win over Medford in three sets, 25-18, 25-14, and 25-22. Meanwhile, the Phillips volleyball team also in action yesterday. But I think I have misplaced the score sheet on that, and I apologize. Oh, here it is. I got it right here. The Phillips volleyball team, they hosted Washburn last night, and they come out victorious with strong serving. The JV team captured a 3-0 victory, and the Logger varsity team also wins 3-0, 25-18, 25-7, and 25-13. The Loggers had 14 ace services in the victory. It was Matea Eckert leading the team with 15 attack kills, and Brooke Eckert collected 8. Also, Casey Egerbrecht, she had 22 assists, and Allie Williams had 8, where Lily Miller, 12 digs, and Matea with 8 digs. The Logger girls begin their conference play coming up on Tuesday when they will play host to the Prentice Buccaneers. That'll be a good one. Great Northern Conference soccer action. It was Lakeland topping Mosinee as Cameron Bernard and Dominic Gianella getting goals for Lakeland in that 2-0 win over Mosinee. Swimming action, it was Colby Abbotsford topping the Lakeland Union High School swim team yesterday. This was in boys action yesterday, and it was Colby Abbotsford topping Lakeland 95-63. Also, tennis action yesterday. The Lakeland tennis team, a winner over Antigo. Winners for Lakeland included Sarah Barton at number one singles. It was Nora Strasberg at number one singles getting a win. Elise Lamers, number one singles, a victory. And Ellie Baker in number four singles, rather. So 1, 2, 3, 4 in progression there. All singles wins and a 7-0 sweep for the Lakeland team. The doubles team of Christina Omet and Savannah Barton, they win in number one doubles. It was Allie Timmerman and Charlie Cleveland winning in number two doubles, and Lila Biller and Alyssa Erickson, number three doubles. A clean sweep for the Lakeland tennis team yesterday. High school football tonight, the Lakeland T-Birds, they will play host to Mosinee tonight at 7 o'clock. And you've got Phillips, of course, hosting Clayton, home opener for the Loggers tonight, 7 o'clock. That'll be right here. We'll stream that to the world at 98qcountry.com and archive it as well. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
By far the worst day was the first gym class of 10th grade. That was the day of the president's physical fitness challenge. Do they do that here? They gotta stop. It's like the Hunger Games. He'd line us up. Everybody take a minute. Get a buddy. We're going to time each other. Everybody take a minute. Get yourself a buddy. I was like, I don't need a minute. I don't have a buddy. Okay? I'm the shyest kid here. I look up. Everybody's got a buddy but me. I'm mortified. I look at the end of the bleachers. There's a girl sitting by herself. I don't even know her. Is she even in my class? But it doesn't matter because they're not going to put a girl with me. They did. Come on down here, Sally. It's fine. You'll be with Johnny. Come on. Now, you're going to time Johnny. Okay? He's going to do push-ups for a minute. Time him. Count the jumping jacks. You're going to count them. Time him. You know. Then you're going to hold his feet. And he gonna do sit-ups 4 minutes. Yeah, that turned pretty quickly into a game of how many times can Johnny fart into the face of a stranger before she begins to cry. And the answer is 17. 17 times is the number of times.
Are you ready for the big Labor Day weekend?
Well,
shut up. Then get the Labor Day weekend kit. Each Labor Day weekend kit comes with booze,
portable grill,
meat for grilling,
booze for drinking,
fun,
condiments,
ice, soda for the kids,
booze for you,
and a funny apron to wear while you grill and drink booze.
Hey, Bill, check out my apron.
Yeah, Bob. It says it's Labor Day. Bring me some booze and leave me the hell alone until Tuesday.
I told you it was funny.
Meh.
Oh, what do you know? Get the Labor Day weekend kit.
Did we mention the booze?
Order now and get hangover pills and dark glasses for Tuesday.
Do you know what today is?
Friday.
Hey, good Friday morning.
Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Many Americans are celebrating the unofficial end of summer. Backyard barbecues, beach getaways, shopping.
Get out, you lousy season.
What did you do this summer, Sandy?
Oh, I spent most of it at the beach.
Enjoy your Labor Day, everyone.
Hell right, hell right. Everybody's slowing down on a Friday night somewhere. In America, there's a bottle of fun and a fire to light. And you ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hell right.
Sick.
She'll only go out with me if she can bring her ugly sister.
Now let's go eat. I've had nothing all day except vodka and olives.
Get in my belly!
I'm too fat to go to the gym.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Great in the summer.
More refreshing than a popsicle.
98Q Country.
Forest.
fast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love the twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
See you down.
Dierks Bentley there. Free and easy down the road. We go to school at 7:42. Shawamigan, first day of school today. Joel here. Austin is here. This is Austin's first year of not having to go to the first day of school. Well, technically high school, I guess.
Technically, and it feels pretty good. I don't have to get up and catch a bus.
Yeah. You're an online college guy now. You can just get up and roll over and say, hey, I'm in class.
Actually, I don't even have classes. I can just skip them if I want to do, but.
No class today. No class today.
No, I mean, I don't have classes in general. It's all videos.
So it's kind of video and learn on your own and.
Yep. They give me all my weekly work and then they just say, go.
Go do it. If you want to do it midnight on Wednesday night, you can do it then, huh?
Yeah.
Whenever you want to do it, your own time frame. That's kind of nice. So first day of school for Shawamigan today. Some schools may vary. Shawamigan getting a day in before the Labor Day weekend. Get everybody used to what's going on. And then Tuesday, boom, you'll be hit with a whole bunch of homework.
You have an essay on the summer. What did you do?
Yes.
I expect sure. 3 pages on everything interesting that you did.
Yeah, that first day of second grade, that's what it was. Tell me what you did this summer. I tried to avoid being beat up by my brothers. That was number one.
And I'll say all those summer essays teach kids is how to lie better.
And there was a poison ivy patch over in the corner. My mom told me not to go near. I wasn't very good at that.
I ate some of it.
Yeah. Did you ever get poison ivy?
Have not. I refuse to touch anything that I know is poisonous.
Try not to do that.
I was never a kid that was in the woods anyway.
I only had it once severely, and that's because my cousin and I decided we were going to walk through a poison ivy patch because we were lost inner tubing, and we decided we were just going to go through the patch, which we knew was poison ivy, but we wanted to, like, survive the night. So we went, and we both got poison ivy really bad.
It's the kind of thing where it makes you wish you did not survive it.
I don't hear about it as much as we use. I don't know. It just seemed like when I was a kid that a lot of people got poison ivy. I don't know if they eradicated some of it or what happened. It doesn't seem to be as much of a thing.
Well, and these days there's a lot more notice about what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just if you see those three leaves, you don't go over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leaves of three, let it be.
Monday, it. Well, that's pretty good. I like that. Monday is Labor Day, by the way, so it's Labor Day weekend. Millions of people have the day off, of course, of work on Monday, and millions of people have Tuesday off and Wednesday off and Thursday off and Friday off. And a lot of people have the year off, from what I understand.
A lot of people do.
We still have a workforce problem here in this country for whatever reason. It was kind of around pre-pandemic, and then the pandemic hit. And a lot of people were able to just survive without having to go out because of whatever reason. And now many people have just kind of continued that.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, I guess I don't have to work. I could find a way to get a hamburger or something and I'll just not work.
People realize, hey, I don't really have to sell my soul.
Yeah. So
it won't be a comfortable life, but you can do it.
You can do it. We got still workforce issues in this country, especially small town businesses. They just can't find people to come in and do some of the service work that used to be filled up. The waiters, the waitresses, the cooks, and stuff like that. Even though the wages have gone up a lot, many places pay $15-16 an hour, but it just doesn't seem to be filling up the employment that's needed. So. Open the northern borders, I say. Let them go. Let the Canadians come in.
You can get polite service with an apology on the side.
I think the What was that line again? You get what? Polite service.
With an apology on the side.
With an apology on the side. I think most Canadians, if we could open up that Canadian border, I think most Canadians would walk to the border, they would look around to the other side, and they would say, nah, I'm going to stay here, yeah.
They probably wouldn't even go to the border. A lot of them probably already vacationed here and realized, never mind.
Yeah, we'll just stay
up. That was not a vacation. That was a mental asylum.
We'll just stay up in the woods. We're good. Is that Trump guy still running around? We'll stay up here. We're good.
Canada would probably reclose its own border if we tried to open it.
I guess there's a reason why we don't have to worry about it. People aren't swimming across the waters on the northern side.
Well, it helps that the Great Lakes are all like hypothermia levels. So
that's very true. That's very true. It's a little bit harder to get across than it is the southern warm waters, where there's areas where you can literally almost like wade across. All right, so we've got a big weekend here in Glidden. We've got the Glidden Community Fair. We're kicking it off today with the EMS and the Four Lake Four Town Fire Department. Go to Glidden if you can today, because they're serving up brats on the street starting at 4, live music. Grab a lawn chair, relax, maybe put up a little tent if you need to. And they're going to be
doing water with you.
Bring some water, hydrate, 4 to 8 today, and then 8 to midnight. They're going to have the band Relative Theory playing 4 to 6. They'll take a little break in there from 6 to 8, and then Contradiction from 8 to midnight. And it's a big fundraiser, again, for the Glidden Area Emergency Medical Services and for the Four Town Fire Department. And all the volunteers will be down there raising money, so I hope you'll go on down, grab a couple cold ones, and take in some stuff there in Glidden right on the street. And then, of course, Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Marion Park in Glidden and the surrounding area with big events. And should we? All right, I'll read them. You respond this time. I always like to hand you. I always like to hand you the list. We got softball going on starting Saturday morning right away at 9 o'clock. They call that? Have they officially changed the name of the Glidden Community Fair to Bayfest? I believe, because they say there's so many bays around the area. In that area that they call it just Bayfest.
Actually, that one I'm uncertain about.
Or the Bay softball. I know there's a couple of bays that have all. In other words, one softball team where it was all bays, family and family members. So that's kind of cool. Drop off exhibits on Saturday. And then the historical museum is open. There's a corn roast and kiddie rides and raffles going on noon to 6 on Saturday in Glidden. They got concessions, the beer stand, of course, quarter bingo, frozen T-shirt contest at 3 o'clock on Saturday. That might be just something, even if you don't want to be in the contest, it's going to be hot enough where you just may want to just have your own frozen T-shirt contest and just say, hey, look at me, just climb right out of the freezer. Put the T-shirt in the freezer, probably not you, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, no matter how hot it is, do not freeze yourself.
Yes, big money bingo at 4:30. On Saturday, big money bingo. And then Sunday, there's arts and crafts and a flea market going on all day from 9 to 3 on Sunday. There's softball. There's a cornhole tournament at noon right there at the at the edge of the softball fields. Frog jumping contest. These poor frogs, I tell you what, we like to hunt them down, don't we, here in northern Wisconsin? We did that in Flamborama, and most of them are just like, oh, we survived that. And now here comes Glidden Area Community
Fair. Makes me wonder, though, the frogs that get taken from like their homes and stuff like that, once if they end up getting put back, do other frogs look at them the same way we look at all the alien people? It's like they come back screaming about abductions, and they're just gonna look at them like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Fred, let me tell you what happened. There was a lot of guys with beer cans that said Bush on them. Don't ask me why, I'm a frog and I can read. But there were a lot of people around, and I jumped further than anybody else.
And they was happy.
Did you get a medal for it, Bob? I got a participation certificate.
And mental trauma.
So the frog jumping at noon on Sunday. So find your frogs and get there. Concessions, beer stand, of course, Glidden Historical Museum, the corn roast and quarter bingo. And the mud run is at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And sawdust dig with the kids digging through with the courtesy of Northwoods Community Credit Union. 1 o'clock, actually 3 o'clock on Sunday. And then music by the Dweebs on Sunday night. Fun band. And then Monday, Labor Day, you got a car show, 9 o'clock Monday morning. You got the corn roast. You've got the quarter bingo. And, of course, more music. Johnny Warren will be there from 1 to 4 doing up music. And things will wind down later in the day with the final drawings and the exhibit pickup. So a big day and a big weekend in Glidden for the Glidden Area Community Fair. And of course, Prentice Progress Day is going on. Why don't you go see that billboard right there, that huge poster?
Yep.
Can you take that down and bring that over here?
I'll see if I can.
Oh, Prentice wins the award for the largest poster for their event. Hang on just a second here. I'm gonna get some coffee here. Hang on just a second. Oh, it's Labor Day. No one has anywhere to be. We've got Prentice Progress Day is going on, of course. And we have, before we get to that, I want to tell you high school football tonight. Phillips at 7. We'll have the Brewers to follow. Brewers Saturday, Brewers Sunday, Brewers, are they playing on Labor Day Monday? I believe they are. Yeah, Monday. at 5:35. So AmFam Field will be hopping with the Pittsburgh Pirates in town coming up this weekend. They have that secured with lock and key over there. Did you hurt yourself? You all right?
Almost. It almost fell on me.
All right, so you have the large poster in your hand. That means you get to read and talk about Prentice Progress Days. This has been going on for a lot of years. Give us a run-through of the events here at Prentice Progress Days, if you could.
Oh, that's why it's so big. Okay.
It's a lot of stuff, a lot of sponsors.
That's why it's entire border is all the wonderful people.
Biggest poster I've ever seen for an event.
Congratulations
to the people of Prentice for the biggest poster victory. That's right. Participation trophies for you. You win. All right. So what do we got going on in Prentice?
Now we're
going
to have other businesses and events sending in larger and larger posters. Yeah.
Why did I win? Okay.
Let's see here. Friday, September 1st. That is today.
That's today.
8 p.m. free movie at Lions Park, The Miracle Season.
All right.
5 p.m. to 10 p.m., an open beer stand at the Lions Park.
All right.
Saturday, we have 8 a.m. 3v3 basketball tournament at the Prentice School District.
All right.
9 a.m. co-ed softball tournament. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. craft vendors at the school in the East Gym. 10:30 a.m. parade along River Road Avenue. Nice. 11 a.m. free kids rides, face painting, Russ Lassie Wild Times music.
Yeah, well, karaoke, I think. Russ Lassay, I think, is how you say that. So, little French in him, yeah. All right. Okay.
Ice cream by Prentice Girl Scouts, Dunk Tank, chicken dinners, brats and pulled pork sandwiches, St. John's Catholic Church serving pies at Lions Park, and baked goods in the school hallways, Grey Dog Axe Throwing and Children's Museum. Then also at 11 a.m., Northridge Truck Show at the high school track. Entertainment featuring Elvis Tribute by Lauren Wanish.
Yeah, this is all Saturday.
And okay. South of 8, Children's Entertainment, Brats, Pulled Pork Sandwiches, and Bouncy Obstacle Course.
All Saturday.
And we're going to keep going on Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right.
12 p.m. to 4 p.m., Genealogical Research and Historic Display at the Prentice High School Library. History Walk and School Tours. 12:30 p.m. to 3:30, airplane rides at the Prentice Airport, old fire truck rides at Catholic Church. 2 p.m., 2023 Miss Prentice Coronation at the Lions Park. 6 to 12 a.m., 6 p.m. to 12 a.m., dance at the Fire Hall featuring the bands TBA and Contingency. Food will be provided by Brunchbox.
All Saturday.
Yeah.
In Prentice, Progress Days. What about Sunday, Austin? What do you
say? Finally, we're moving to Sunday.
Sunday,
9 to 11, a pancake breakfast at the Lions Park by the Prentice Girls Volleyball Team. 9 a.m., the co-ed softball tournament continued. 11 a.m., ice cream by the Prentice Girl Scouts. 12 p.m., Russ, Lassay, Wild Times Music.
I could call him Russ. But...
yeah, I don't think he'll care. And face painting at the Lions Park. 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., car show on South Street by the Lions Park. All cars welcome. 1 to 2:30, kids fishing tournament. Sign up begins at 1 p.m. at the Buccaneer Pond bathroom. At the Buccaneer Pond bathrooms, ages 14 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Bait will be provided.
All right.
All kids will receive a rod and reel to keep.
I wonder if the kids could bring their little brothers or sisters with as bait. Does that count?
Somebody might have something to say about that.
All right. Okay.
7 p.m. the community hymn sing at Prentice School West Gym. Coffee and fellowship to follow. Right. Then on to Monday. 12 p.m. registration for Leo Hakenen Memorial Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
1 p.m. shotgun start at the Prentice Pines Golf Course. 3-person scramble, $90 per team.
All right, so most stuff Saturday, Sunday, golf tournament on Labor Day, Monday, so that's all happening.
Most stuff on Saturday, good Lord.
Saturday, yeah. So Google Prentice Progress Days if you want a list of all the stuff going on, and you'll find it in there. So some good stuff happening around the area. There's a few more things we'll talk about. We're going to do a shopping show at some point before 10 this morning.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just going to eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap. Insecticide-free protection.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Can't rule out a slight chance for an isolated sprinkle into the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Winds becoming breezy from the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, partly cloudy in the lower 60s. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, warming up to 86. Then abundant sunshine Sunday and into your Labor Day Monday with lower 90s for high temperatures. Tuesday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower, easing back.